I want to share a thought from the Sfas Emes. Part of it is actually not him. Part of it is actually what I would like to suggest based on what he's saying. So the question which he deals with, the Parsha Sab starts with Zos Terasa Oilo, and it describes the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. The majority of the paragraph is dealing with the halachas of the fire in the Mizbeach, the Kabbanis burning on the fire, and the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen only took place at the end of the day, after all the Kabbanis had been burnt. And early in the morning, before any avodah, the first thing they would do is they would take some of the ash, which was on the Mizbeach, and separate it out. It's the last step of the process. So why is that? The Teras HaOilo, the definition of the Oilo, seems to be tied into the idea of Trumas Hadeshen. Chazal say that the Korban Oilo is brought for having hear her alev, having thoughts with a person, improper thoughts, a person will bring a Korban Oilo. Korban Oilo is a nedava. A person does not have to bring it, but a person can choose to bring a Korban to be mechaper on his hear her alev. The person has decided to do that, and he's taking the hearer alev, and he's burning them on the Mizbeach. So as it were, he's trying to eradicate and purify himself through fire, eradicate the ra which is there. But the ra is not totally consumed, it's reduced to ash. You take that ash, and you put it back next to the Mizbeach. You're meyrim it, and you do something with it, which means that there's no such thing as to something which is totally ra, and every ra which a person does, every avera the person does, really can be a source for growth, a source for moving upward. So the process of tahara is only completed when a person finds a way to use that which he's done wrong as a way to grow and to develop more. He ties in this idea to the idea of the paraduma, that the ash of the paraduma is matar as atameyim. So that which is, it's matame as ataharim, a person who's tor, who doesn't have, quote-unquote, an issue, getting involved in this is not correct. But a person already has the issue, he's tame, the corrective measure will be matari him. So you have something which a person should try and avoid the chatchila, but once he's in the situation, it can actually be a source of an impetus of growth, etc. The last point he says on this is the pasuk says, "Mi yitain tor mi tomei lo yachod," who can bring Torah out of tomei? Is it not the one of Hashem? He says, "If chas shalom, there would be two different rishuyos, so ra would remain ra." But now that we know that only Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, there's only one Metzius, it has to be that even that which is Ra, which is Tomei, is connected back to the root of the concept of Tahara, of some type of process of Tahara. Because otherwise, there would be two different realities. And that's an Eidus about Hashem, and Hashem is one. So any situation a person goes through which seems to be a situation which is ra, which is not beneficial, there's a way to turn it around and grow from it, develop something good out of it, to be meirim the deshen, eradicate the ra, but use the ra as a way to grow and to create more toiv. That's the chiddush of the idea of Trumas Hadeshen. I think it's a tremendous thought, tremendous lesson. We can do tremendous things with that. We're frustrated with our limitations and our things that we do wrong, and they can be the greatest source of growth, etc. Have a good Shabbos.